invited all the women out so that the prince can find a future wife, which ends up being the future princess, which one day will become the queen. So while Cinderella is on one side living here, God is preparing the promotion on the other side. And so one, God bless you, President Chris. So one of the things we realize, while you may be struggling over on the left side, God is preparing deliverance on the right side. While you're trying to figure out what God's doing over here, God really already working out over there. While you're struggling on the left-hand side, God already solved the problem on the right-hand side. And so I'm trying to show you these principles because one of the things we learn about Cinderella is that no matter how she was mistreated, she doesn't react. She continues to serve. She continues to love her aunt Tremaine, who treats her wrong. She still treats her adopted sisters, her cousins, as her own. And so while Cinderella is being faithful in her gifts and her call, she's going through character development. And how you handle rejection will determine how well you are promoted. And I say this over and over in my book. Rejection is promotion in reverse. Write that down. Rejection is promotion in reverse. How you learn how to deal with rejection will show you how you're promoted in life. And I met a lot of young people, even growing up with me in high school, who actually quit on life because it wasn't received in a certain group. It wasn't received in a certain circle. They didn't make the fraternity group. It was cut from the team. And they felt they were nobodies because they were not allowed to get into a group. That's called rejection. But I always say rejection is like this. Rejection is like an injection of a needle in your arm. When you get the needle in your arm, it doesn't feel good at first. But if you can deal with the pain at first, the medicine is good for you later. So sometimes you got to learn how to embrace rejection because that will be your promotion later. Her stepmother and her stepsisters, thank you very much. And like I said, there are many variations to the story. And I'm just coming from the Walt Disney story combined with some other stories. But her stepmother, which is also called her Aunt Tremaine or Lady Tremaine, mistreats her. But what God is doing in this story, he is preparing her for her promotion. But the way that God is going to do it is not the way that we think. And that's one of the problems with the book of Numbers, chapter 13. I'm going biblical now, where the spies were told to go in and take the promised land. He sent out 12 spies. But the 10 spies that came back with a negative report, they were saying, we can take the land, but I don't like the way God wants us to take it. Because there are giants on the land. They're the Amalekites. They're terrorists. And we don't want to deal with that. We want the easy way. Joshua and Caleb said, well, if the Lord said we can take it, we can take it. So Caleb and Joshua represent Cinderella, watch this, and the other 10 spies represent Lady Tremaine and the other side who don't want to go the proper way. So you don't want to go God's way. You try to come up with your own way, which could be very dangerous. And so the Israelites didn't like the way that God was bringing them because when God brings you away, he brings you through testings and trials. He brings you through struggles. But he said, depend on me, trust in me, and I will deliver you. What we like to do is say, I don't want no test. I don't want a trial. I just want God to easily do it for me. But that's not how faith works. Faith has to be tried. Faith has to be tested. You know, I saw the Avengers movie twice. And Elder Lisa Brown, please cut off here. I know you see the Avengers movie. But the main enemy of the picture is Thanos. And Thanos is an enemy who decides what's good and evil. And his daughter said, what gives you the right to decide what is good and evil? Now, most folks think Avengers is just a cartoon or just a little fun picture. But there's so many kingdom messages inside the Avengers, it will blow your mind. In the Garden of Eden, when man eats from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he is saying to God, you don't know what good and evil is, so I'm going to decide what's good and evil. And that's what's wrong with us. You don't have the power to tell God what is good and evil. All you need to do is submit to God and ask God, what is good and evil, all right? Because what Lady Tremaine was doing to Cinderella was evil, mistreated her, made her feel bad. But you know what Lady Tremaine did to justify it? I don't want Cinderella to go to the ball because if she goes there, she's prettier than my daughters. She's prettier than me. She can sing. She's just elegant. She's outstanding. And if I allow my cousin to go to the ball, then I won't have a seat at the table. So in Lady Tremaine's mind, She justified herself mistreating Cinderella. And here's a clue. Here's a biblical law that's in my book, 177 Laws of Might. Most folks don't just do wrong. They got to find some justification for doing wrong. I'm going to say it again. Some folks just don't do wrong. They got to find some justification within themselves to do wrong. So when the 10 spies came back in Numbers 13, they justified rebelling against God. They said, the land is good. It got great. It got a whole lot of potential. But by the way, there are some giants on the land. So we don't like the way God's bringing us. So we're going to rebel against God's orders, which means usually when you rebel against God, you find some justifiable reason why you do it. I've seen people live certain lifestyles, certain things they practice every day, not slip and fall, not mess up. That means you made a lifestyle out of that, and you become comfortable doing what you want to do. You sound just like the 10 spies. I don't care what God say, we decide what is good and evil. Thanos and Avengers, you're trying to decide what is good and evil. You don't get that choice. God decides what is good and evil. We always think God is taking too long and we can do it better and quicker. But our way is never the best way. It usually leads to destruction. Preach that thing, President Crystal. God bless you, Pamela Dumas. God bless you, Evelisa Brown. God bless, listen, this is so important. Now let me know, Brother John, we're ready for the first break for DDB Radio. Just post me and let me know you're ready for the break and we'll go to the first break. All right? I'm going to ask you to fade me off and go to the first break right now. It's 2:30. Go to the first break, Brother John, for DDB Radio. And I'll stay online here as you go to the first break. Okay? Great job. Fade out. I want to stay on Mike Live, and I continue to talk about 177 Laws of Might. And I want to continue to show you why this book needs to be in your house or your home or your school. And this book is a tremendous book because it teaches positive truths and character development. And it's such an easy read. You can teach it to your grammar schools, right, to high school students, to college school students, to doctorate students, to housewives, husbands, workers. This is a book that I need a president to buy 1,000 copies and give it out to everybody in this company, and you have better workers. Because I take things from 2009 up to 2018 and some nursery stories and some Aesop fairy tales and teach you leadership skills that will make you a better leader for the nation and a better leader for our country. And what I'm talking about today is the story of Cinderella. And I have close to 20 laws out of this one chapter. And I'm only sharing a couple of laws. I'm talking about one law, which is your rejection is your promotion in reverse. And how you embrace that, how you understand that, is going to allow you to get better in life, okay? John, let me know if I'm okay. I don't see any break time. Let me know if I'm okay. Please text me at 973-861-9612. And let's post so I can see whether or not it's time to take a break. People, all present Christians, people always have a reason for doing wrong. Even slave masters and the KKK used the Bible to justify it. Powerful, President Crystal. And this is one of the things you have to understand if you plan to operate as what I call a productive leader in our nation. There'll be times when you will use any excuse to do what you want. And if you're going to achieve in life, you gotta get rid of excuses. And just because you got an excuse doesn't mean it's a right reason. It's just an excuse. You know, why you didn't work out today? I was tired. Oh, that's your excuse. Why didn't you eat right today? I have not eaten some food that tastes good in a while, but I'm just eating some food. We find reasons to say that they're our excuse from doing wrong. Nuh-uh. God does not give you a reason or an excuse to practice wrong behavior just because you're tired or someone mistreated you or someone overlooked you. Cinderella was constant in the spirit of meekness because she never curses out her stepmom. She never curses out her step-aunt. She treats her sisters with respect, even though her two sisters, her cousins, her adopted sisters, are wannabes, and her aunt Tremaine mistreats her. But watch what happens when you trust God through the process. Now, what I'm doing, I am teaching Cinderella next to Numbers chapter 13. And I'm showing you, glory, that's right, one of the laws of rejection is promotion and reverse. It's such a powerful law. That's right. And I talk about how this rejection train you on that today. Let me share one of the stories. Also in my book, I share some of my autobiography. I share some of the stories of my life growing up in Patterson and growing up as a McDuffie and going to sporting events. We were growing up in the early 80s, the late 90s, and there was a man named Dr. Dean Trulier who was my youth director. And he always told me I had a potential to be a great leader, but I was still a clown and a comedian. But he kept working with me. He kept sticking with me. He was consistent in his relationship and obedient to what God told him to deal with me. And we're about to skip both commercial breaks. Okay, no problem. We're going to keep going. Okay? God bless you. And so, thank you, Mike Live. You're still with Mike Live and also www. Amen. Thank you, Brother John. All right. www.mikebroadcastdvd.com, and you're watching Mike Live. And Dr. Dean Trulier will always say you got great skills to be a great leader. Now, Dr. Dean used to coach our basketball team. Let me show you something, right? And I never got to play. I always sat the bench. You know, my brother Derek was better than me. Dwayne Gillespie could play. I never got the opportunity to play. I wanted to play, and I never get to play. I used to play for a guy named Brother Ray N, and I was a nice guy on the team. They loved Michael. I was a nice guy, but never let me play. So I said, how come I always rejected? And maybe because I couldn't play that well, but back then I thought I could play. But I was overlooked. I was not brought to the table. I was never a superstar. I was never part of the inner group. You know, I was never one of the guys at the front table to do something. So I said to myself, if I'm going to continue to be rejected, then one day I'm going to start my own team. I'm going to start my own program. So since you don't call me to the table, I just go build my own. Now, you may think that's a small law, but it goes to show sometimes God will shut down all doors to thrust you to make decisions to create your own door. So you've been trying to open up all these other doors, and God, I got all of them locked until you take the key out your own pocket and open your own door. And this is one of the things I learned when I started my sporting group called Crash Crew. I call it The Crash Crew. It was not named after a rap group. It was named after us. Because we would drive this Vega car, and the door had been smashed in by a car accident. And folks, look at that crash. Look at that crash mobile. And we took that name and turned it to the Crash Crew. And really, it stood for Christians righteously all together, spiritually helping Christ reach everybody wondrously. Now, I don't express that name in my book, but I talk about some of the stories from Crash Crew. So my rejection ended up making me a head coach. So where I was closed out at, I came in as a head coach, and I took some of my best friends, my brother, Derek, my best friend, Carl, and a Freddie G, and a Stan Powell, and a Bruce Copeland, and a Vincent McDaniel, and a Jerome Davis, and a Randy and a Kenny Grant, and put together these group of, like, almost like gangsters, you know, and put together these championship teams because God showed me one door closed, but another door opened. So my rejection gave me my promotion. And this is why sometimes in life, God does not allow certain doors to open because he's looking for you to make your own way. That's very powerful. And there's some folks who never discover who they were because your group did accept you. They did receive you. And so you never got to see the truest essence what's hidden inside of you. Your promotion is due to your last rejection. So when I teach this thing between Numbers 13, my book, 177 Laws of Might, and what I'm working on here in this book is teaching young teenagers and adolescents and adult students and people, don't think that the rejection you have experienced has the last say. It could be that God is preparing you for something. Think about this biblically speaking. I'll come back to Cinderella. When those 12 spies went to spy out the land, two came back with the positive report. The other 10 came back with the negative report. And when Joshua and Caleb told those people, we're well able to take the land, these enemies are like bread to us. Their defensive systems are down. We can take it, like the Avengers. We can take it. But the other 10 rejected them. The Jews talked about stoning them. So they rejected Joshua and Caleb. But guess who went to the promised land? Joshua and Caleb. Guess who didn't go in? The folks that rejected them. So when I look at the story of Cinderella, I compare it to Numbers chapter 13. Because think about this. Watch this, right? They're about to go to the ball. And this was in my book. This is my book. This is some funny stuff. I taught this today And after I finished speaking, a guest speaker came after me, and he was imitating me walking with one of his sisters put the shoe on, and the shoe didn't fit. And one of the laws of my book is, and one of the laws of my book is, if the shoe don't fit, you must acquit. And that comes, of course, the O.J. Simpson trial, which means when the prince came to the house to put the shoe on the sister's foot, and the foot and the shoe didn't fit, those girls tried their best to walk in that shoe. And it was walking lopsided. It was walking crooked. And some of them, one of the girls said, it fit. But when it was walking, I can tell it don't fit. Isn't it like people who will steal from you, rob you, steal your gifts, come against you, and try to put on who you are, try to act like you, it just don't work? You ever see a comedian that's funny? You ever see a woman sing and know that's not their gift? You ever been to a program and you say to yourself, why they got that girl singing? You know, and they try to make something fit, it don't fit. Well, that's what happened with Cinderella. Cinderella is locked away in the attic while her two sisters are downstairs trying on the shoe that was retrospective for just Cinderella's foot. And nothing is worse than someone trying to force himself on someone and it don't fit. It don't work. And nothing is worse than someone thinking something's working and it don't work. And this is what happens when you walk with God, when you walk with the King. He brings you down a road. He brings you a way that fits you. It may not fit everybody else, but it fits you. Kurt Schrally, what I call the raspy voice, once said, you can never walk in someone else's purpose. But we attempt to, Kurt Schrally. And we're we have so much lack of faith in our own selves and what God has given us, we will give up ourselves to be like somebody else. Dr. Miles and Rose say this to me all the time. We are born originals, but we die carbon copies. And nothing is worse than just dying a carbon copy. What God wants you to be is have your own unique story that fits just you. 7 billion people on the planet Earth, and no two got the same fingerprints. Write that down. 7 billion people at least on the planet Earth, and no two got the same fingerprints. And that simply speaks of this law. God is too unique to do the same thing twice. God is too unique to do the same thing twice. I used to always laugh at these people. We compare Michael Jordan with LeBron James. And every time these players get older and retire, they always say that dumb question, who will be the next LeBron James? Who will be the next Michael Jordan? Who will be the next Jewish Irvin? There's not going to be no one next. That's it. One's enough, baby. Even twins, even quadruplets, no one is the same. I don't know why we're always trying to make someone be like someone else. That's not how it works. God has a unique call and a unique style for everyone. Listen, I'm born in a house with 3 other brothers, and all my brothers are all different, and my parents love us just the same. But everybody had a different pathway in life, a different way God uses them. And never in our household were we jealous over each other. We were brothers that pushed each other. My mother and father raised us the best. We had the best parents in the world. And I know what you're saying, you had the best parents too. Amen. That's okay. I'm just talking about my parents. But I'm showing you that we were raised in the house. We were taught to respect each other, obey authority, and understand, obey the teacher, and take humble pride sometimes. Cinderella was being trained and taught how to submit to authority, how to keep doing right, even though her aunt treated her like dirt. Okay, now, let me tell you about the book. I'm going to go back to Numbers 13. It's very key. Okay, so meanwhile, at the royal palace, the king was frustrated that his son, the prince, hadn't found a princess to marry. So the king and the queen organized a royal ball and invited all the available women to attend. Perhaps the prince might discover a bride. The whole country was given notification. Lady Tremaine, which was the stepmother of Cinderella, agrees to let Cinderella and her 2 blood daughters to attend. But for Cinderella, she must complete chores, find a suitable dress to wear. In some versions, Cinderella used her seamstress gifts to tailor-make dresses for all the ladies, Lady Tremaine and her 2 cousins. But all Lady Tremaine was trying to do was make Cinderella so busy, she would not be able to go to the ball. Because keep in mind, Lady Tremaine is a woman that plays Monopoly. She understands that if Cinderella shows up at this ball, she is prettier than her daughters. She's gifted. She's talented. And so Lady Tremaine is saying, if I allow Cinderella to go to the ball, the prince is going to choose her over my two daughters. Do you know that's the mindset of some in America? Not all, but some that sometimes try to block you because if you get there first, you know they're going to get chosen because of their gift and their talent and their skill set. But did you know Lady Tremaine had the right mindset? She would have said, you know what? Let me position my cousin to get the job. Because when she come in, she'll bring me in with me and my two daughters. But instead, Lady Tremaine is greedy. She's mistreating her. She's trying to overlook her because she's looking at Cinderella as competition and not as Cinderella as completion. And one of the laws is in my book of the 177 Laws of Might is there is a law called completion. Don't turn completion into competition. Because sometimes the people you make your competition might be the people you need to help complete you. And so that's why you have to have love. You can't get caught up in racism. You can't get caught up in biases. You can't get caught up in because her hair is longer. Her body looks better. You know, her behind is rounder. Her legs are taller. His muscles are bigger. Right? He's taller. He's short. And all you do, you get in a competition. I hear this talk all the time in some of the circles I run around in schools. I can't stand her. She thinks she's so fine. She thinks she's God gift to the world. I'll be saying to myself, yes, she is God gift to the world. So are you. But you're so busy acting like Lady Tremaine, you play her. And due to that, that's going to affect your ability to get positioned properly. All right? So, of course, what happened is, you know, when they're about to go off to take off of the ball, you know, the daughter's looking nice, and they're nice dresses that Cinderella prepared. Lady Tremaine looked good, that Cinderella prepared. And all of a sudden, Cinderella runs down the stairs with her beautiful dress that she had prepared. Some versions said it was her mother's dress that she retrospected and fixed. But when Lady Tremaine saw how pretty Cinderella was, she took a blunt approach to Cinderella and stripped her of her dress and ripped it off. Cinderella runs upstairs and cries. And Lady Tremaine says to her daughters, come along, and put her two daughters in their ride, got in the car. They took off for the ball and got there on time at 9 o'clock. While Cinderella is upstairs crying because they ripped her dress, they overlooked her, and they treated her like dirt. Now, watch me. Some of y'all listen to me and watch me in my live. Some of you watch me, you feel the same way. You thought that man was yours, but he didn't take you. He took someone else. You thought that woman was yours, but she went and married someone else. You thought that job was yours. You had it at the right bench, and they chose someone else. And due to your rejection, you walked away, and you never got your groove back. You never got your power back. So you thought because someone overlooked you, you're not supposed to be there. That's not how it. God bless you, Pastor Michael Blanchard. Man of God, I just got your invitation on your anniversary coming up. God bless you, man of God. I'm trying to believe God to come down and support you. My wife got family in Virginia. God bless you, Pastor Michael Blanchard. Man of God, thank you for watching me. And everything Michael Blanchard spoke to my life of a spirit of acquisition has come to pass. If you ever see this guy online, Michael Blanchard, listen to what he said. He's a true prophet of God. The word he spoke of my wife and I back in 2005 has come to pass in acquisition. And guess what, Michael Blanchard? We still acquiring stuff now. It may not come the way we thought, but it's coming the way that God brings it. Now, what you are doing, you are listening to www.MikeBroadcastDVD.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. You're also watching Mike Live. What I'm talking about is my book, 177 Laws of Might. So far, I've sold 55 copies of my book, and I'm going to get ready to get this book released this month. It's going to the publishers. I'm finalizing some things. And so there are many people helping me get this thing done. It is an exciting time to know that this book that will be read by millions will change the hearts and people across the country and even outside the country. And one of the largest chapters in my book is the story of Cinderella. And I teach you that Cinderella is more than a cartoon, is more than a Walt Disney story. It is a mentality, it is a consciousness, and it teaches us that though someone rejects us, it still does not mean God has rejected us. It means God got a different way of blessing you. You may think it comes one way, it comes another way. You may got one way you want to go, God got another way. Well, guess what happened? Tremaine and her two daughters get in the carriage ride, and they leave Cinderella home. Cinderella's crying. They left me. So like some of y'all have been crying. Someone left you. Someone overlooked you. I can give you about 5 years of this happening to me back in the early 80s. Someone left me. Someone forsook me. And I thought it was all over. And took God said they needed to leave you because that wasn't the one I have for you. I got something greater and got something better. So sometimes when God allows one door to close, it opens another door. The problem is we don't trust the process. I think Kershaw Rowland said that. I think President Crystal said that. I think Elder Leisha said that. We don't like to trust the process. And because the process doesn't happen the way that we like it, or it doesn't happen as quick as we think it should go, we become disappointed. Now, while Cinderella is home crying, I want you to hear me closely, and this is not even all my laws, I got less than 10 minutes, I'm showing you that your rejection is your promotion in reverse. And a biblical strength is this: when you pray and things seem to work against you, don't stop believing. Keep trusting, because God will take that which seemed to be evil and flip it around and work it for your good. God bless you, Pastor Joe. God bless you, Pastor Michael Blanchard. God bless you, President Crystal. It's in the speaker, all M318. So the rejection is preparing you for your promotion. So, of course, they go to the party. They get there at 9 o'clock while Cinderella is home, and they're thinking Cinderella is stuck because she got no ride there, right? She was rejected, and definitely Lady Tremaine don't want Cinderella at the party, because if Cinderella get there, more than likely she's so pretty, she's so gifted, she's so elegant that the prince will make her his girlfriend, end up being the fiance and the princess, and to become the queen of the land. That's the mentality. So Lady Tremaine is not a dumb lady. She's a monopolist. She knows how to play the cards right. She don't play checkers. She plays chess. She's putting different moves in, okay? But watch what happens when you trust God. God knows how to win any game that you play. God, the Bible says God is not mocked. And you can't trick God. God's what a man sow, that we shall reap. And God knows how to move pieces around on the table. He knows how to put pieces together so that his will be done in your lives. You got to keep trusting him. So when God told the 12 spies, you know, told Moses, the land is yours, and Moses sent out 12 spies, they're supposed to go see the land. And say, the land is good, let's all go take it. But 10 of the spies said it's impossible, we can't take it. And 2 spies says we can take it. So while Cinderella is home, she come downstairs. She's crying and weeping, but she's singing. She's crying, weeping, and singing. Singing is a form of worship and praise. When you sing, you open up the portals of heaven that God can send an angel. Now, this is not in the book. This is a bonus. God will send an angel to manifest your prayers. So an angel shows up in the form of a fairy godmother. And the angel says, what's wrong, Cinderella? I'm trying to go to the ball. And the lady kind of takes a little thing, casts a little magic spell, and she turned the 2 mice into horses. She turned another animal to a carriage. She does all this stuff, and then she taps Cinderella and turns her ripped-up garment to this new, beautiful gown. And then she puts these glass slippers on Cinderella's feet. And she says, make your way to the ball, and you can go right now. Go. So Cinderella takes off. Right before she takes off, now catch this. I want to give this to you as I begin to close out. That's why this is all in my book. She said, you got to be home before the clock strikes 12. If not, you'll go back to your old clothes. How many know that when you got born again, you had on old clothes and God gave you new clothes? The Bible says you're going to take away the garment of heaviness and give you the garment of praise. You're going to take away your old and give you new. So what the angel was saying to Cinderella is, listen, if you're going to walk in my best, obey my word, obey my laws, but you got to obey my laws. What we're going to see is, Cinderella got to the ball, but she lacked time management. She got caught up in the spirit of the romance of the hour and was not able to acknowledge what time it was. So when she gets to the ball, watch this, she's at the top of the stairs. And when she walks into the ball on the top of the stairs, everybody stops moving because she's so beautiful. She's so elegant. She's so well-dressed. You know why? Because God dressed her. God put her in an anointing. God put his glory on her. And so she's up on top of the stairs. Know what that represents? You are a city set on top of a hill. You know what? She was bright light. You know why? Because the Bible says you are the light of the world. See that? And when she walks into the room, she's going to alter everything. She's the salt of the earth. Why? Because she walks in, the prince leaves everybody else and runs over to her and starts romancing her. That means God is about to position. Some of y'all watching me, Kershaw, Michael Blanchard, Pastor Joe Cannon, those listening to me, he's about to position you to arrive at a place that people try to block you from getting. They didn't call you to it. that invite you to it, that left you out, didn't call you. But God is about to bring you there anyhow. You're about to go in. That's right, President Crystal. Your old sin nature versus the new life in Christ. Amen, somebody. So, of course, they're dancing and stuff, and everybody's trying to wonder who this lady is. God had made this girl look so good that Lady Tremaine and her two cousins didn't even recognize her. You know that God can make you look so good that folks won't even know what you've been through. God can make you look so well, put you in his glory and his presence. Folk won't even know you've ever been sick. God can heal you so well that folk will look and say, can you believe that's that guy? That's that lady? You mean to tell me that's him? Because God knows how to take the old and turn it into the new. And what I'm talking about, I got 6 minutes. What I'm talking about is my book, 177 Laws of Might. And you can go to my Cash App and order it. I ask for 177 of you to order my book. 55 of you have already done it. I need another 122 more of you to say, McDuffie, give me a copy of that book. So when the book comes out this month, I'm going to have a book opening party. We're going to serve a little finger food. I'm going to autograph all the books, and people who are buying books. So far, 55 of you have stepped to the plate. I want to thank God for all of you. And in this book, I got a lot of stories that teach about laws that can apply to our lives. One of the greatest principals are watching right now, Principal Alita Leary Bond, who runs School 10, one of the greatest principals, always improving herself, always always connecting community to a principalship. And I really highly honor Lolita Mary Vaughn, who I prophesy one day will be a superintendent over a school district. I release that to her in Jesus' name. So in this story, I talk about Cinderella, the Titanic, a story I deal with the invasion of these animals. And I forgot the name, called the invasion, the species of the invasion. I'm not in that chapter right now. I'm dealing with the Titanic, the Cinderella story, and I also show you that there are things that God wants you to do. If you obey him, you'll enter into his rest. So entering into rest really is achieved by how obedient you are to him. Cinderella was not obedient because she did not leave the ball before 12 o'clock. Now, when the clock started to go ding, 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 she ran out the room. And by her being in a hurry, she left her glass slipper. All right, you have to will say stuff like, you ain't the same. Like, actually, that's right. Thanks, man. That's right. That's right, Lolita. That's right. Go for it. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're gonna one day be a superintendent over some district. And God didn't just do it for all others, but God's doing it for you, Lolita Mary Vaughn. I release that anointing to you. And so she runs out and she leaves her glass slipper. She runs so fast. When she gets out to the parking lot, she done went back to her old clothes. Her mice friends had returned. She no longer had the carriage. She had to actually run home. And she gets back home. She's back to her old clothes, right? And, of course, the prince then fell in love with her, and the king was looking for the lady and can't find her. So all of a sudden, the king sets out a proclamation that we're going to look for this lady that my son fell in love with. And let's take the glass slipper and see if we can find the woman where this shoe fit. Now, I'm not giving you more because I want you to know how the story is going to end. But one of the laws I said is this. If the shoe don't fit, you must acquit, which means that to every gift, to every talent, God has retrospected to fit certain people. And so sometimes when you're competing with an original, you're going to lose. When you're competing with an original, you set yourself up to lose. That's one of the laws. Don't compete with an original. You're wasting your time. When someone knows who they are and they're walking to what God called them to, don't even try to compete with them because you're going to lose automatically. It was funny today, right? It's 2:50, so I got 3 minutes. I went to a breakfast today, and I wasn't planning on going, but due to some circumstances, I ended up going. And I was sitting in the back of the restaurant. I was sitting with a couple of my leaders along with my wife, and I was telling my wife, I sit over here because I just want to eat, and I don't want to really talk a lot, and I don't want to be around. I just want to eat and enjoy myself. And what happened was the guest speaker was delayed. And so the lady passed and walked in the back of the room and said, listen, I don't know what happened, but the guest speaker didn't show up yet. Could you please come guest speak? So they came and got me. And this is one of the things that happens when you work with God. It's not your way, it's God's way. They came and got me, brought me up, and I spoke for 15 minutes about Cinderella. And the folks were so blessed, they were overwhelmed. And even the guest speaker, after he got there, spoke about my message after I finish speaking. Now, this is the key thing, Bishop Dawn Williams. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, the Pastor Jason Williams, the great work at Tabernacle. God bless you, man of God. And one thing I learned in life is this. Your rejection is not the end. It is promotion. And even though your style of ministry and how God uses you is not always accepted by everybody, don't take that as a personal slap in the face. Take it as, I'm not sent to them. My ministry is not. So we sometimes we think we sent to everybody. You're not sent to everybody. You're sent to certain bodies. And I realize the style of ministry that God is getting past the mic, I'm not sent to everybody. I'm sent to the people God sends you to. And once you understand that, you can understand the power of royalty. You know, end up becoming the queen, Cinderella. After everything Lady Tremaine tried to do, she still became the queen. Everything she threw at her, everything she tried to, she still became the queen. And that's why I'm telling you this hour, don't get discouraged when it looked like it's not working out. Those 12 spies, they all got what they wanted. The 10 spies didn't go in, they got what they wanted. And the 2 spies that believed got what they wanted. I got to close out at DDB Radio. Thank you for listening at www.mybroadcastddb.com. Tune in next Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Don't forget church this Sunday morning, 356 10th Avenue, 9 o'clock to 10:30, to the Mighty Sons of God Fellows of Church. Please order my book, 177 Laws of Mike. God bless you. Thank you for listening to DDB Radio. God bless you.